AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In court today, the white man who shot and killed 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket pleaded guilty to murder and hate-motivated terrorism charges. It means 19-year-old Peyton Gendron will spend the rest of his life in prison. Gendron previously pleaded not guilty to separate federal hate crime charges that could result in a death sentence if he is convicted. A boil water notice has been issued for more than 2 million people in Houston.
A power outage caused low water pressure at the East Water Purification Plant on Sunday morning. Schools in the Houston area were closed, and residents were told to boil water for 3 minutes before cooking, drinking, bathing, or brushing their teeth. Many residents went online to complain. They had only heard about the boil order when the city posted about it on Twitter around 8:30 last night. Mayor Sylvester Turner says the city believes the water is safe, but they are obligated to issue a notice when the pressure drops below 20 PSI. The city has to wait 24 hours after water samples are cleared by regulators before the notice can be lifted. I'm Jennifer King.
The world's most active volcano, Hawaii's Mauna Loa, has started erupting for the first time in nearly four decades.
At this time, there's not a time to be alarmed.
Hawaii County Mayor Mitch Roth says people nearby don't have to worry.
The lava is pretty much by the caldera, so we have not had to do any evacuations.
Volcanic ash and debris has fallen nearby. There are reports of people self-evacuating along the South Kona coast. Devastating Russian strikes in Ukraine have cut off power to many hospitals. Power outages have strained and disrupted the country's healthcare system, already battered by years of corruption, mismanagement, and the coronavirus pandemic, as well as 9 months of war. Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions for top online retailers, forecasts Cyber Monday will remain the year's biggest online shopping day, raking in up to $11.6 billion in sales. This is AP News. A community farm in Colorado is keeping the environment in mind by replacing traditional farming equipment. Brett Beardmore's Owl Tree Farm has ditched the tractors for chickens.
As a lot of the baby boomer farmers are disappearing, nobody's wanting to take on the next generation. And so there's kind of this weird opportunity that we see to help guide the, you know, guide farming methods into a better direction.
The 10-acre property isn't much as far as farms go, but it's enough to do things their way. Co-owner Forrest Carlson says the chickens on site turn the soil, which releases less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than traditional tilling would.
All that knowledge, all that equipment, all that exists, it's just a matter of, you know, helping people realize that there's a different way to do it.
There's a mobile chicken coop, which makes it easier to move the animals from patch to patch wherever they're needed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.